All right, it's almost
It's
time.
It's time to go.
It's time
to go.
On number two.
It is time for the show. That's all I'm saying.
Did you get the story about the furious monkeys?
No, Jimmy, yeah. We're going to talk about the show when we're talking about the show.
Right. Now we're going to start the show. So you, dear James, need to shut up, all right? You with me? Here we go.
Are you taping?
Jimmy's back.
But he's right, I wasn't taping, so damn it! People, this world is filled with pod shows, and you have found the Boom Xers. We are the pod show about all about the jibber jabber.
Hey, dibber dabber, we got some jibber jabber for you.
We are four friends. And we are too young to be baby boomers, but we are too old to be Gen Xers. We get together on some night of the week at some time of the day, and we record, although I'm not going to broadcast live tonight. It is Tuesday. We are pre-recording because some of us are busy this week. Anyway.
The Boom X podcast. We're better than Dandelion Wine.
We are. And I'll tell you what, I got enough dandelions in my yard to make some fucking wine, all right? So my name is Dave. I'm in Pennsylvania. And as always, I've got my three friends with me. Jimmy's back.
Four Boom Xers sit in a tub and talk until the turds float up.
So we will head over to Michigan and say hello to Sherry. Hello.
Hello, it's Taco Tuesday, and Jimmy's back.
Taco Tuesday. Welcome back, Jimmy. And we're going to go a little bit south to North Carolina and say hello to Cindy. Hello.
Hello. I'm glad Jimmy's here.
That's very nice of you to say. And speaking of Jimmy, we go back up to Michigan, just around the corner from Sherry's house, and say hello to the one and only Jimmy Arty. What's up, Jimmy?
Hello. I'm not eating chicken.
Right at this moment or ever again in your life?
Until the all clear is sounded.
All right.
Or I go on out into the wild and kill my own.
All right. I'm sure we'll hear about that later on, but at this point in time, we are very excited. We're going to turn it over to Sherry, and I have this feeling like she's got something so exciting to tell us about, as if we're sponsored or something.
So, tonight, we are not sponsored by Macaque, because I don't even have one, so we can't be sponsored by Macaque.
Uh-oh. Motherfucking Macaque?
Can't be sponsored by Macaque?
Like Macaque or your cock?
Macaque. That's what I'm asking. Can't be sponsored by Macaque because I don't have one.
It's the monkey.
See?
Oh,
Jimmy knows.
A macaque.
No, if you go onto the YouTube, they're like Macaque.
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 That's Macaque over there.
So we're not sponsored by Macaque.
They're very destructive.
Jimmy. I mean, we got to go right into the best Jimmy story of the week that maybe nobody but Jimmy and I have read.
Oh, I read it.
How about that?
The furious monkeys tear down anti-monkey posters?
What? They've been doing it for years.
I did not read it.
Jimmy read it, so, I mean, I think he actually read it, not Jimmy read it. So
no.
Lead us in, brother. No. Tell us what is going on with these furious monkeys and tearing down anti-monkey posters.
Right.
The monkeys are like doing what monkeys do, you know?
Monkey
fucking
business?
Cause trouble and then
smearing
go find
poo
girlfriend
everywhere?
A screw. So they're overpopulated. And some of the macaques have formed gangs.
Oh, a gang of sorts of macaques.
A gang of macaques.
They roam the streets there.
Hmm.
Where is there?
Yeah, where is there?
It's on the east side somewhere.
I think it's in Thailand.
It's in Thailand. And
the far east side.
Far yes. east side there?
Yeah.
I read it at some point. It's like a tourist town, and it's known for the macaques. The macaques, I mean. But and they overgrew, they kind of took over the town during the pandemic when the humans yeah. stayed inside. The fucking monkey said, fuck it, we're taking it back, bitches.
And I think there was no tourism in Thailand at the time. So then the monkeys, you know, people are dumbasses, especially when you're vacationing and you're just like, oh, let's feed the monkeys. So they weren't getting any cast off food. So they got to the point where they're running around. They don't have food. They're like vying with humans for food. And they just got over fucking populated.
Oh, my yeah. Jesus. Now I understand the Peter Gabriel song. Shock the monkey. Like, he's literally, like, this is hundreds, thousands of monkeys.
And the headline, though, was they're smart enough that they're just pissed off. They're trying to get rid of all the monkeys, and they're trying to, I had a distraction. No names mentioned, Andrew. They were trying to sterilize him. They're doing all of these things. So they started putting posters out, like, and the anti-monkey posters. And they're like, fuck that shit. I understand what's going on. And they just started tearing them down.
Tearing them down.
Yeah. And it's like a big political thing because the animal rights people are saying they've got a right here. But if you look at videos, I mean, you gotta put a lane somewhere so you can maybe shoo them off just a little bit because you can't even drive. There's just thousands of them.
Oh,
wow.
They got to go.
Yeah.
And they ain't even on welfare.
They don't need to die. They just need to maybe be located into a nice green area. Oh. I don't know what they eat. Somewhere where they can get food.
Right. Actually,
transfer them to an island. They did to Australia.
So what it is really, what they call the place that these monkeys need to go is a mass grave.
Oh, David.
What? They're macaques. I mean, macaques.
Yeah. How would you like it if somebody put macaque in a grave? Your cock.
Leave macaque out of this, all right?
No, we're going to put your cock in a grave.
Damn it.
It probably already kind of is.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, Jimmy, I mean, I hate to lead in, but I mean, that was my favorite Jimmy story of the week.
I thought it was a horrible story.
I don't think we have anything else to talk about. Goodbye.
Nope. We're over.
There's an interesting new thing that's happening to get business going again.
Like here in the United States or in Thailand?
Nope, right here in your own backyard.
Oh.
In
my backyard or your backyard? Yeah.
People are taking a lunch baggie, size plastic baggie, and putting a business card and then a rock and then throwing it at your house.
Huh.
Really?
Huh.
And they expect people to open a baggie and read the card and think it's a good business to
a good
contact.
Thing. Like, I'll call this guy.
Oh, wow, how creative! I'm going to call this people.
They do it to everyone in the neighborhood. It's not just singular.
I'm going to
call
what
that guy's
cops.
Business is.
What?
His business is putting business cards in plastic bags with rocks.
Exactly.
So that's what he's selling. If you would like to put your business card in a bag. With a rock.
I'll do it for you.
I would only prefer a dog shit in a bag.
With a business card?
With a self-lighting match.
Right. Here's all your bags back. Fucking cereal rocks.
Okay. But who's going to open that? I mean, I don't even, like, there's flyers that sometimes get put on your mailbox. They're not in your mailbox because that's illegal. So they'll, like, stick it on the flag or any place they can find. I just throw those away.
I'm thinking it's a threatening thing. You do business with this person or more rocks get thrown at your house.
But I wouldn't even know who it was because I'm not opening it. I'm not opening a baggie in my driveway with a card in it. It's the whole thing's getting thrown away.
Right.
Well, then you'll probably get a brace of them thrown at you.
No, we're anti-plastic bag in my neighborhood.
In my family. In my house. Do you realize we have one baggie that we've been reusing for a year?
Yeah.
One little baggie for a year.
Good point.
Wow.
So there you
There's probably no microplastics left. It's been washed so many times.
There you go. I'm not dealing with that. It went down the drain.
Curiosity, what goes into that baggie?
Well, mostly when we get like a little club of cheese or whatever, and then we cut the cheese, but then there's still some cheese left.
And you put it back in that baggie.
You put it in that little baggie. Cause, you know,
and then when Dave eats all the cheese, then she saves the baggie and puts the more end of the cheese into the bag.
Into the bag. You know, but little thing that
you use, costs less than 2 cents.
But it costs Mother Earth a million years.
What the hell? What, do I live in a cave?
Come on, bro. Recycle, reuse, repurpose.
That was a trend.
Retard. Wait, don't say that. Jesus. Can't use that word.
I'm telling you, man. I don't know where it all goes. Somebody was saying that if we don't find a way to get rid of that shit, the planet is going to weigh too much. And we're going to tip
over. We're just going to drop out of the universe.
We're going to tip over?
Yeah, tip over.
Because we're flat. It's a flat.
There's that pole shift theory, you know, like where the North Poles used to be around the equator.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
The equator used to be up at the poles.
I'll go through that. I'll go through a pole shift. Oh, yeah.
Guys, Jimmy's here. You can't say pole shift.
Fucking pole shift.
Wait, what is that? Automatic transmission?
I think so. No reverse.
So, yeah.
Somebody had a keyword.
Oh.
I read a story.
Oh, Jimmy's read a story. Jump in, Jimmy.
Uh-oh.
All right.
I guess that in the processing of chicken, all kinds of toxic pollutants occur. And what was weird about this story was they were talking about this chicken plant. And it was the same chicken plant that was in a story 3 weeks ago. This particular story, they're talking about pollution and they're dumping all of this stuff just right straight into the river, the Missouri River. And 3 weeks ago, they were talking about, well, we're not sure how we feel on immigration, but 90% of the people working at the chicken plant are immigrants. So we like them working there, but we don't know if we want them to live here. It's like, yeah, well, you made some bad karma and now you're going to shut the whole fucking place down.
Very uplifting story.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Yeah. It's wonderful. So basically, Jimmy, are you telling us that we should boycott Tyson chicken products?
Sure.
Hey, Cindy and I can do it. We're done. Yep.
No problem.
Yep.
Do you even eat any of them?
Well, duh. Cindy doesn't ever, and I'm not.
So what if I don't eat Tyson? I eat Pepperidge.
Purdue.
Who's the other guy?
Well, there's Purdue, yeah.
Purdue, that's what I meant.
Amish Farms or one of those.
Right.
What about that? Are they good?
Go out and pluck your own and, you know, do your own chicken.
Listen, fuck you, here.
Dave. Choke your own chicken, Dave. Choke
Listen
it.
Here. I could never kill and butcher and eat an animal, but I will eat a pre-killed and pre-butchered animal any day.
That's all I'm saying. You show up with a lamb at your restaurant.
And I go home with lamb chops.
And you tell the dude that the chef there, here you go, man.
Yep.
Tonight's dinner.
So.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
I'm going to jump in.
Yes.
As long as we're getting meaty here.
Please.
And I have a keyword.
Oh, Jesus. Nice. That means I have to play the keyword theme.
Two men down. What do you do? I got a game that's just for you. Check the news. Find a story. Keyword. Keyword is the name of the game. Keyword. 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 Keyword is the name of the game.
Oh. So today's keyword, which for new listeners, which we have so many every week.
Every week.
Keyword does not necessarily just mean one word, and mine certainly doesn't this week. But my keyword is the sausage is a hit.
Hmm. Okay. The sausage is a hit. All right.
Yes.
So I'm thinking Jimmy might know what this is because he's our sausage guy. He is our local sausage expert. Jimmy, what do you think the story is?
I don't know.
Wow, this is the point in the keyword game where you make shit up.
Here's the thing.
I wouldn't. You should thoroughly check your own sausage.
All right.
Well, that is something you should probably do, but what does it have to do with the sausage is a hit?
Hmm.
And a news article that perhaps surrounds that keyword.
A hit.
Yeah.
Like somebody got beat over the head with a sausage loaf.
I like it. I like it. I'm not sure what a sausage loaf is, but...
thing of salami.
Okay, yes. A big loaf.
I think that happens every day in Sicily.
Oh, my head hurts. I got hit by a sausage.
So I'm not even going to rate his answer because he's been off for a week.
Huh.
But I am going to say that is not the correct answer.
Are you sure?
Positive.
It's a hit, man.
David, what would you think the keyword, the sausage is a hit?
Okay, so what it is it's a new, I know what it is. They brought the sausage running guys that are at the baseball games. There's a baseball game that has these dudes that run around a race in the seventh inning, and they're all dressed as big sausages. Well, they brought that to Detroit, and it's a hit.
It is a fabulous, fucking fabulous visual, and yet an incorrect answer.
Oh, Jesus.
Now we would come to our resident, good answer, even if it's not right, friend, Cindy. Cindy, the keyword, the sausage is a hit.
I am sitting on the edge of my seat because I have many ideas, although I can only submit one. So a hit could be like what Dave was saying, that it's become popular. But I was kind of thinking baseball season is here, and a hit could be like, ooh, he got on first base. But the hit could also be like, ooh, that's a good song. But I think I will go with baseball, and maybe now Oscar Mayer is making baseball bats.
Ooh. That might be the best answer of all keyword games. And yet, I mean, you and Dave both were close with the baseball theme, but not correct. So the sausage is a hit is apparently the Minnesota Twins were having a little bad skid. And for some reason, the manager brought in a wrapped sausage. And he gives it to the next guy that's up and says, take the sausage and tap it before you go up to bat. And he got a hit. Tapping. And the next guy tapped the sausage. He got a hit. And they're on like an 8-game winning streak. So they keep taking this sausage. They're like FedExing it to their next location. And it's a big superstition thing. Is they're taking this Cloverdale Foods tangy summer sausage into the dugout with them everywhere they go, and they got to tap it before they go up to bat.
Okay, they're tapping the sausage.
They're tapping the sausage.
Is that the same? Are they using the same sausage? Like, is it getting rancid? Or are they keeping it on ice or what?
It's in the. It's. They never opened it, so it's in the plastic. So they're really like.
Yeah, that's
freaking out that somebody's going to open it up by accident.
Is that kind of like cutting their own acreage?
But they're mowing their own acreage.
They're mowing their own acreage. These guys are tapping the sausage.
Yep.
So somebody's going to unwrap the sausage. Like the opposite team is going to steal the sausage.
Right.
Yep.
Or a fucking runaway bird's going to come in there.
Watch your language.
Snatch the sausage.
One of them seagulls that eat your chips.
Birds.
That's right.
Fucking birds.
They're a dirty bird. They got
Minnesota. Right? Is that like a? Is that sausage based out of that, you know, baseball state?
Because I've never heard of Cloverdale Foods tangy summer sausage, so I'm thinking it's. Like Boar's Head or something, like a regional. But I don't know. Maybe Jimmy could research this.
The manager had this in his front pocket.
Summer sausage.
He was keeping it warm for a snack or something. He's like, here, tap my sausage. Oh, my God.
Tap my sausage.
Like, okay. Well, I know that baseball players are historically superstitious. So that part doesn't surprise me. Just how it started is kind of like curious.
And this is a very, like this story, I read it today, Dateline today, but I don't know, obviously 8 games, it's been going on for at least 8 games. And they're showing a picture of a woman in the crowd and she's hanging on to a boar's head sausage. So I don't know if people at the games are sitting in the crowd holding this, they're holding the sausage for luck.
The fucking sausage.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's a thing. I don't know if people are coming into the games. They can't. You can't bring your goddamn purse in, but you can bring in a fucking sausage.
Right.
How about a Slim Jim?
Slim Jim, no problem. So the sausage is a hit.
A hit.
A hit.
Did anyone else?
Slim or Fat Susie? I don't know. Which one do you prefer?
Well, I'm going to go with Fat Susie, I guess.
Fat Susie.
So.
Oh, shit.
Wait, do I have one more?
Do you
have a keyword, Jimmy?
Do you have a keyword, though, Jimmy?
No.
Do you remember what? Did you have one more story, or did we get them all?
Oh. I got a bunch of emails that I didn't look at. Oh, well, are we going to do the derby thing, or are you on wait?
Yeah, wait. Yes. No, but what? I mean, it's time for the other thing.
Well, let's do the other thing.
Right. Exactly the point. All right, Jesus.
Question
Hold on now.
Hold on now.
The other thing. It's time for this thing. Jimmy's back for Jimmy Reads. Are you ready, Jimmy? We missed you last week. We had to offend a lot of people with the sit-in the sit-in reader.
Yeah, we lost zero listeners.
It's fine.
All right, so there's three clues, three songs this week for you guys, Dave and Sherry, to guess, and obviously the listener. And Jimmy's going to read in his most beautiful, excellent theatrical voice, and there's a combining theme.
You know, nobody actually told me that the songs were up on the drive.
I fucking sent you a little thingy. I did tell you.
Yeah, I don't think you clicked the send button there, young lady, but that's
well, it doesn't matter, Dave, because you and I will just sing them once we know what they are.
I did go out and get them because I went and looked. And
You said, praise the Lord. You sent me something that said, praise the Lord, so I figure you got it because you're right. So religious.
I did.
That Lord.
That's why I sent it, because I just, I got a feeling from above that they were there, and so I went out.
A motherfucking, anyway, okay. It's somebody's user error to be determined.
Dave.
Excuse me. We all know that it was Cindy's error, but no, not
Dave.
Error. She didn't send me a GIF, okay? She normally sends me a GIF, and she didn't. That's all.
Well, on my end, it looks like it went through, so maybe you should check your end.
Check Listen, your end, Dave. David, check your end.
I check my end
the
regularly.
End where the sausage lives.
Regularly.
I mean, goes, whatever. Okay, where the fudge is.
Bullshit!
Jimmy!
Welcome Just back.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
All right. Do a little... La la la, and get into it. Number one.
Gargle.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye.
Oof. Very good, very good.
Super cricket.
Except for the fact that he's gonna have to repeat it.
You. You get that, Dave?
Got it.
Who are on the road?
Wait, what just happened there?
We had you.
Who are on the road must have a code that you can live by.
Oh, yeah.
And so.
And
so. Become yourself, because the past is just a
goodbye. So teach your children well,
DSN.
So they can
Why?
Tell, right?
Fitty fitty.
Woohoo!
You, who are on the road, must have a code
that you
can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their fathers have.
Woohoo!
All right.
You teach your children.
I'm not teaching my children.
I'm teaching my children.
All right, good job, people. Fitty, fitty.
Cindy
Jimmy,
got to
Jimmy.
Teach her children.
Number two. Gotta move to a town that's right for me.
Oh. Okay.
Time to keep me moving. Keep me grooving with some energy. Well, I talked about it. Talked about it.
Okay.
Well, I think this is Funky Town.
Who sings Funky Town, Sherry?
Yeah, Sherry.
Funky Town is by Lips Incorporated.
You got 100%
100%.
How would you know the name?
Fantastic. It was you solved the issue quicker than I expected.
Oh, fantastic.
I actually had it and when he said God of makeup, and then I'm like, don't say it, don't interrupt him. I think that's right though, because a lot of times I interrupt and I'm so wrong.
So I knew the song is when he did the talk about it, but I don't know the name of that song or the band, but I knew the song that, you know what I mean?
Yep.
All right. So we all know it's a Boom Xer song.
Woohoo!
All right. Good job. So one fitty to fitty.
One fitty to fitty. Here we go.
Hold on to your pants.
Wish upon, day upon day. I believe, oh Lord. I believe.
This is David Bowie, Golden Years.
Yes, it certainly is. 100%.
100%.
Wish upon day upon day. I believe, oh Lord. I believe, oh
Lord.
Run for the shadows in these golden.
Wop, wop, wop.
Wop, wop, wop. Who are you calling a wop?
Easy, I am a wop. Woohoo!
I almost had that as a clue, and then I'm like, I don't know.
That's like nine. Sherry got like 900%. It's like 900%.
You stuck your foot in there. You stuck your foot in the door with that first one.
That's right. Yep. She wouldn't have got it without me. God
even if
damn.
I give you 100 on that, you still lose.
Easy now. Settle That's down. Right. We have to figure out what puts them together. We have to figure out what puts them together.
I think we should start with the reader, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
What does this have in common? We got Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Teach Your Children. Then we got Lips, Inc. or Incorporated. With Funky Town and David Bowie with Golden Years. What would the three of those songs have in common?
The stages of life.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like
that. He's kind of close.
I like
that. He's a little close. Jimmy's like maybe 50% close.
Oh, wow. Ooh. So it's either stages or life. So I'm gonna
okay, let's get a little closer. He's maybe 69% correct.
Jesus. Sherry, you go next.
So I normally have a really obscure thing, but I'm thinking if Jimmy was close, this is like the Boom Xers. We got From the Children to Funky Town to the Golden Years, we're covering all our bases with the Boom X podcast.
You're even closer.
God damn it.
Go ahead, Dave.
All right. This is Cindy, her songs that represent her life with now having a new child.
Oh, I like that.
You know what? You got close because it's a specific Boom Xer, but it's not about me. It's all about Jimmy.
About Jimmy.
Betty. She taught her child well, and then he moved to Funky Town, and now he's in his golden years.
Nice.
It's all about Jimmy.
It's all about the Jimmy Jabber.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing Jimmy Reeds.
Woohoo!
What are the golden years anyway?
I'll tell you what. I am not in them yet.
When you start peeing your pants.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I am in them.
Oh, those are the golden shower years.
Oh, sorry. So that's much younger.
Yeah, you stop buying white underwear.
Right. You go straight for the colored. Yellow in the front, brown in the back.
Oh, my God. I think the golden years used to be synonymous with retirement.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, remember the golden girls?
Yeah.
Well, wait. Well, what about, was David Bowie talking about retirement back then?
Ooh, the golden years. So that would be like he was, would he have been talking?
No, but I think it was just, but then, I mean, you retired, you were of a certain age. So he was like, I'll stick with you, baby, all the way to the golden years.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I got you.
I wish bone, day upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe.
What is that says? It doesn't matter, even though I'm a big fan. I don't know all the lyrics.
Wop, 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 ooh, wop, wop,
run
wop.
For the shadow. Fuck. Whenever I listen to this back, I'm like, what is wrong with Dave and I?
Why do we do it? Why?
Why do we sing?
Jesus.
And anyway, then, I'd like to hear my song for winning.
Didn't I do it already?
Congratulations.
No.
I did so.
Thanks for playing Jimmy Reeds.
I even gave you this.
Listen, either you're wrong or I'd like to hear it twice.
But what you really deserved was... that's what I deserve.
Suck.
That's what I deserve. It's on me.
Oh, my God. So let's now move on to, we try to make this an annual thing where we talk about and pick a horse for the Kentucky Derby.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
And then sometimes it ends up that the horse that we pick is on fucking drugs, and then 5 years later, we still don't know what happened.
Okay. I will never watch another horse race as long as I live.
But will you talk about it?
Well, sure. But there's a documentary out right now that is all about some shit that was going on last year where, like, right there at Churchill Downs where they're going to have this fucking race this weekend, like, 15 horses fucking died, crashed and died in a whole...
Okay,
crashed.
You know, fell while they're racing and they don't survive. They end up having to put the fucking horses down and... anyway, you watch that shit. You cannot condone horse racing. We need to shut the whole fucking system down and fucking blow it up. You know what I'm saying? We have to. They mistreat these horses.
Good luck.
Ugh, it's horrible.
Good luck. You have more luck killing a million monkeys in Thailand.
Jesus,
I'm
know.
Like, who's gonna call him out on his bullshit? My girl Cindy.
I know it won't happen. I know it won't happen, but it has to. Oh my God, these poor fucking horses. They're drugged. They're fucking. It's just horrible. Anyway, never mind. Let's talk about the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, because I'm right with you, and this is just a thing for bragging rights only. Because remember, eventually Jimmy ended up with a winning horse after, you know, seven horses in front of him fucking got, you know, on crack and got
right.
disqualified.
He is the one who brought it to our attention first.
It's really all, it's nothing about the horses. It's nothing about it's about the names. What speaks to you? What horse did you pick, David?
Here's the deal. I'm just looking now. All right. I kind of like domestic product. I don't know why.
Oh, because you want your pot.
Right. And then I also kind of like Grandmo the First. I
okay,
like that.
Okay, hang on.
What?
Shut the fuck up. You can't just say I like. You have one fucking horse to pick, and you pick domestic product.
Not at all. I have not picked a horse. You go first, because you've looked at the names. I haven't.
Well, because at 5 o'clock, I said, everybody look at the fucking name. So I picked I don't even know if it's pronounced right, but I'm going to pronounce it door knock.
Door knock.
Is that number one?
Door yeah, I mean, knock. He's not number one in the odds, but I'm just door like, knock. I'm knocking on your door.
Door knock. I like it. I like door knock. Okay, so. I like
the pronunciation, and I get it now.
Yeah.
Sure.
I like number 12 because that's my number. Okay. And the Track Phantom is a cool name. And the jockey is Joel Rosario. You know, because I was looking at some, there's a, most, here's the thing, most of the jockeys, which I think it's fun that they're listed, and I think their weight and size should be listed as well, but just the names are listed, and some say TBA. And if you have a TBA jockey, I don't know if you're a winner. You know what I'm saying?
Right. How can you have a TBA?
A lot of the jockeys' names are Latin or Japanese, meaning.
No, there's one jockey that's on two horses.
Oh, which one is that?
Well,
domestic product and resilience. Are...
So what happens if they have to go like head to head? Well, that's kind of a.
It's kind of like at the circus. He's got one foot on each horse, and he's racing them both. So they gotta, you know, this is how it works.
All right, Jamie, what's your who's your horse?
Well, my number is 17.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Fierceness.
Why is that your number?
It's a one and a seven.
Okay. Oh, yes. Right. It's a. What? It's a prime number as well.
All right. So is that what you're going with? You're going with fierceness? He's 5-2, and his jockey is, what's that jockey's name?
What does that mean?
Todd Cindy, what was Fletcher? Your guy's name? Track Phantom or something?
Who was your Track Phantom.
Phantom, okay.
Track Phantom.
Phantom, like with the... With the PH.
Phantom.
With his the trainer, Steve Asmussen.
Asmussen.
I don't care about the trainer. Well, I guess maybe if you're into and it, you know these people.
Jockey, no, but it says Joel. Ass. Fucking ass. Fucking the...
That's funny.
The jockey's name is Joel. Asmussen. Joel Rosario. Fucking.
That seems like a...
Joel.
The jockey. Joel. The jockey has got a fat ass.
David,
that's gonna weigh the horse down.
What? Pick a horse.
Hi. What?
Wait. Didn't they kick Wayne Lucas out?
Obviously. Or, is he there?
Oh no, Baffert.
Baffert. Fucking Baffert. Fucking. They should all be fucking shot. Okay.
Who's Wayne Lucas?
Did somebody take a Grand Mofo the first? Grand Mofo.
What?
Number 16.
What number is that?
Grand Moe the Foe.
That's awesome.
Fucking 50-1. Fuck that, dude.
50-1.
Victor Barboza Jr. is the fucking trainer. It's fucking Junior Barboza.
Grand Moe the First.
Grand Moe the First.
Why?
Around the corner comes Grand Moe the First, Grand Moe the First, Grand Moe.
He's one of the long shots. He's 50-1.
All right.
Jim, which one did you take, Sherry?
I took Door Knock.
Door Knock. And what's he? He's 20-1.
20-1.
And Cindy
Track
took...
Track Phantom.
That's 20-1. So Jimmy's
got...
20-1. Jimmy's got the leader. He's got the 5-2.
Ah.
He's got the... I mean, that's the favorite.
So does anybody... Dave's exit, but does anybody do any internet gambling? Any of us four?
No.
Minus me?
Nah.
Let's do any internet gambling, Trey? Tracy?
Tracy? Gambler? Tracy?
I wonder if we just the bet, like, as the Boom Xers, each of us. But Dave's adamantly against horse racing, so I guess that blows that idea.
It's just bragging rights.
It's, you know, it's just us making money against the casino at that point. They're still going to run the race.
But, you know.
Okay, so... Last year we bet tacos. Okay. Did we bet tacos last
I think we bet tacos. Yep.
All right.
Can we bet balls this year? Golf balls?
Balls. Fucking balls. We can definitely bet balls.
Are we out here our 16 ball tournament at
Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah. I thought on my birthday.
Okay. I've been here for 5 years now. I'm there. So we'll blah, blah, blah.
I've been to your place.
I believe
you have a rave, and you got to have like a Van Halen cover band.
Nice.
Dude, I still want to have a fucking Halloween goddamn golf thing, and people are coming out of the woods.
Goddamn golf thing.
People are coming out of the woods.
Listen, we're going to...
Mostly Jimmy.
We're going to...
Jimmy, golf. Will you be a spooky guy in the woods at the golf tournament? I mean, you would do a very good job.
He doesn't even understand what you're saying is the problem.
Right. Uh-huh.
Now...
See? He knew exactly what you were talking about.
All right.
Apologize to Jimmy.
I apologize to Jimmy. So wait, what are we betting... And Jimmy has picked the favorite of the race.
He didn't, but to be fair to Jimmy, he does like 1 and 7.
Right.
I'll pick another prime.
No. You... What I mean is he just happened to get the favorite. I didn't. Yeah, exactly. It was not a slam, Jimmy.
Because of your lucky numbers.
Right.
I hope you got a good horse.
You've got the favorite.
All right. Well, I just saw John Velasquez.
Wait, didn't Jimmy have the favorite last time?
No, he had the last time it was in maybe the top 5-ish, but it was not the favorite, and it won. And then he had the not favorite that came in like second.
Oh, the trade-up one.
And then the feeder horse knocked it off, and so Jimmy became the winner.
Right. That's right. Because why? Because the horse that won was drugged. Oh, surprise.
Yeah.
So do they, like, immediately, like, right after the race, shut down all of the payouts? In a case like that, or they're just...
Yeah, I mean, how can you ask for people like, okay, so you're in Kentucky Derby from Australia, and you bet, and they paid it out, and your horse, I mean, they can't track you down and ask for the money back because your horse got DQ'd. I don't know if that's the case, but that's how I think it would work.
I have no motherfucking clue because I am not a degenerate gambler.
I think they should have to pay twice.
Yeah, exactly. They should pay twice.
You're a big cup.
But, you know, most people throw their tickets away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, after the horse loses and they rip them up and throw them out.
You were breaking up for a second. Can I ask you a question? Because, Dave, you were breaking up for a second there, but you said you were not an internet gambler.
I was not a degenerate gambler. I'm not a degenerate.
Have any of you guys gambled on phones or internets? Question.
I have in the past. I used to play poker online for money, but small stakes, you know.
Sherry, answer
like online
no.
On your computer?
On my computer, playing a little poker game with people around the world. And it was like for 25 cents a hand, you know, 25, 50 cent a hand. So, but I used...
okay. So it was like everybody was in the same boat, so to speak? Or was there a house?
No, you're playing poker. It was poker, so
virtually.
The house is just the computerized dealer, and they take what's called the rake. They take a percentage of all the bets that go in. They end up and taking their little piece. But then poker's between.
So did you ever win?
Well, yeah. I mean, but no. I mean, nothing. No. But because it's so low stakes. it's fun because you're not afraid of losing that much money. I was paying 25 cents. You know what I mean? The biggest hand I was in for was maybe maybe $5. And that's where you're going back and forth and back and forth. And so I enjoyed it. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious because there's so many ads coming out now. DraftKings and for the other things and like get online and download this app and bet your money. And it's just another way of people losing their shit. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm just curious.
I don't do it anymore.
But,
I don't,
my answer is no.
I don't think I would because when I played poker at a casino, I liked the small casino. And when I went down to Vegas and I went to the Bellagio, I swear to God, I got fucking beat by a team of three people or four people at the table. We're playing a game where they knew each other and they signaled each other. And I fucking blew through like $100 in like 5 minutes and I was out. You know what I mean? So I think that that's the way it is now. If you sign up and you gamble online now, you need to be careful because you're getting fucking ripped off. There are people out there playing you. That's just my thought. So I don't do any online gambling anymore. What, Jimmy? What?
Yeah. Well, that's good.
They keep finding polyhedron.
I have a...
You do? You have a polyhedron?
What? No, I was going to say, am I the asshole? But go ahead, Jimmy.
They keep finding these polyhedrons at Roman sites.
What is that? What does that word mean?
It's
one of the platonic solids, I think.
It's like a stop sign, but three-dimensional.
Polyhedron. Is that like polyamorous?
That's what I was thinking.
You know, and where are they finding it?
They keep finding them in archaeological sites. It was popular with the Romans. And they especially find a lot around temples that they've uncovered.
Somehow I'm picturing like bizarre sexual orgies. This poly,
me too.
Poly, whatever that is. I don't
right
know.
With you.
Right.
I'm thinking that it was the original eight ball.
Oh, right. Shake it up.
Yes. Yeah. Throw that thing like
from
a dice.
Or from
the.
I think he's talking about the magic eight ball.
The magic eight ball?
Am I getting conquered or am I conquering?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not enough information.
Not enough information. Please ask again.
Right. And then cut the priest's head off. Right. Feed him to the lions.
They're out.
Speaking of assholes.
Speaking of assholes, we think Cindy might be an asshole.
Assholes.
Who might?
Cindy. You can stop thinking because I totally am listening to the last show anyway. So every time I'm curious about a topic, like I was going to buy a Dremel, which I should talk to the woodworker about this Dremel that I just got. Anyway, so I go to Reddit, great forums. I think they're very truthful and you know, I hear both sides and three sides of the story, whatever. But if I don't X out and I back out, then I see all kinds of other random shit that's on. And then this one happened to catch my eye. So I thought I would read it to you. And I thought it was Am I the Asshole, but it says Am I Wrong? So I'll quickly get into it. And this is from some dude. My wife and I were watching a movie and sex tapes were brought up, specifically destroying and deleting them if you aren't with the person anymore. She dropped the bomb that she still has one. She and her ex, WB from 7 years ago made together and doesn't plan on deleting them. I was, in my humble opinion, understandably upset. In her words, these videos are tokens of her youth and stupidity, and she'll never get to see herself as dumb and carefree as she was in those tapes. So basically, the dude, I don't want to read the rest because it's like pretty long, confronted his chick and his wife, and she won't delete these sex tapes. And he's like very upset about it. And of course, Reddit had a lot of opinions about it.
No, so, man.
What do you guys think?
No, man. You choose to be partners with the person, no matter what kind of baggage they bring.
Is this Jimmy's warning that he says when he first meets a woman?
I mean, you know, like.
We got a little breakup going on here.
Is it just Jimmy?
Waz.
Jimmy's watching a sex tape right now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, for sure.
He just
So Sherry, what do you think?
Well, so Cindy by the Reddit, then the man doesn't think like it's not interesting to him. Like, he doesn't necessarily think this would actually be like free porn. And like, he would not like to be with this woman and watch her and treat it as watching porn. Right? He must not be into that.
Right. He has no desire to watch her being railed by some other dude that's not him.
Gotcha.
And he's upset. Oh, there is Jimmy.
Yep.
That she wants to keep these tapes and perhaps watch them in the future. And he is very upset.
So Sherry.
Yeah.
If the woodworker still had a sex tape from his ex-girlfriend, all right?
I think I'd watch it.
That's my girl. That is my girl. You'd be like, I do that better.
See, I don't know. That is a toughie. I mean, there's so many layers to that. It's like, well, why do you want to keep that? But if you think it's interesting enough to keep, I mean, I'm probably going to watch it.
Hey. I think we should put it up on the internet and make a little
money.
That's
a good point. That's a great point. Right? No, that's a really good point. It's like, okay, if you're keeping it, then I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it because, I mean, what about this made you want to keep it? So it's very complex. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty deep. And I don't know if I don't know if they went to that point of it's from his whatever input on Reddit, it sounded like he didn't want anything to do with it. He's pissed off that she's keeping it and he wants her to delete it. And she doesn't want to delete it. So they're at odds right there. But I don't think it didn't bring up the point that you did, Sherry, about, okay, well, do you want to watch it? You know?
Yeah, let's watch it together and see what the thing is. And then it might make the person delete it. Right? I don't want to watch it with you.
It's kind of like when you're learning how to ride a bike, you know, and then you're a better bike rider with somebody else. It's like, do you want to go watch this tape of me when I used to ride a bike really bad? I don't know.
So is I can't remember, are these two people now in a long-term committed relationship, or are they just dating?
Yeah. No, they're married.
Okay, they're married. Yeah.
They're married.
So then there's part of me that wonders, like, I mean, I think the woodworker has, I mean, somewhere in the pile of photos, there's pictures of him with old girlfriends. I mean, we don't rifle through it, but I wouldn't care. But you got to wonder, like, if the other person really is adamantly against it, why wouldn't you just turf it? Is it because your tits were just fabulous back then and they're not now and you just want to see it? I don't feel strongly that there's a need to keep it. So why is she hanging on so hard to that?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a box of old pictures, but it wasn't like anything sexual. It was like, hey, we're hanging out drinking a beer, you know?
Yes.
If I'm in a picture, there's always something sexual about it. You know what I'm saying? All right. I'm just going to say that right there.
Normally, you're tapping the sausage. I know so that.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait.
Are you tapping the sausage in any videos out there somewhere, Dave?
Here's the deal. There are definitely some still videos. There are definitely some still photos of my ass with hanging balls, I think.
Yep.
From my youth. But no, I have nothing like that. Please. But here's the deal. What about the opportunity that the husband has now to put that video up on the internet and charge money for it, huh?
Revenge porn?
No, make a little money for the family. It's a family thing now, right? See what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like a career. Maybe we set up a camera in the bedroom and we turn it into a little career. Side hustle here. Ting, ting. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Well, and there's the part of Jimmy's point, Jimmy, who is not here with us right now.
Poor Jimmy.
The dearly departed Jimmy, who is not dead, the car doesn't go in reverse. Like, I guess I don't have anything that I care so much about that if it bothered the woodworker, I would be like, absolutely not getting rid of that.
Right.
You know, so I guess I'm so fucking going around in circles.
You're telling the chick to just fucking get over yourself and delete the porn.
Yeah, like what? Why are you so adamant about it? Yes.
I mean, please, come on.
Yeah. But yes, I would tackle it first with let's watch. Hey, should we watch together?
That's fantastic. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, so Jimmy left us. Everyone.
So you know what that means?
He was wazzing out though, so he might have problems.
He was wazzing out. He was. And you know what Sherry says?
We have to stop and end this mess.
So even though somehow Jimmy's not here, he still has the ability to sing us out. Cool.
It's time to go. It's the end of the show.
Are you recording?
So put down your beer.
Taping.
And get the hell out of here.
You're right. Taping.
Good night.
Good night.
Jimmy, see you next Thursday.
All right. I don't know. What's next? Sherry wants to say good night.
I will say good night. Mm-hmm. Good night, you super saucy sausages.
Cindy, super sausage sausages, super whatever the fuck she said.
Yep.
Good night, you silicone sucky shrinkers.
Shrinkers.
Silicone sucking shrinkers. All right.
Shrinky dinkers.
Wait, I go right back to skanky, skinless, skanky scorpions. There you go.
Oh. Like the spider-ish thing or the rock band?
We'll go with the rock band.
Okay.
Goose Acres, it was my hood. No streetlights for me was no good. Had red cherries we had to pick with my brothers and the Hispanics. They like to sing, ba-ding-a-ling. They like to sing. My ride was just a homemade go-kart, cobbled wheels and some tractor parts. We had a lot of hungry mouths to feed. The only path that I had was a tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed, 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 tumbleweed.
Only drugs were our farm fresh H2O. Marijuana patch on the back 4-0. Oh, thanks, bro. You did grow. Oh, thanks, bro. In high school, we had no swimming pool. No soccer fields and no calculus too. These lips never tasted no spam. Every year we had an Easter ham. With Aunt Pam's rhubarb jam. With Aunt Pam's rhubarb jam. I always had a lot of city kid envy. Now I see I was a big crybaby. Wine on, super whitey. Wine on, Heidi Didi. Damn, bam, Uncle Sam. Peace out from scam. That's the end of my jam. Country jam, Easter ham, no fucking spam. Jimmy.